Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.
Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you on Today FM. And as promised, published author Adam King has joined me. Adam, how are you?
I'm good.
So tell me this. Okay, so the story is Farron's Adventure. You launched it at the Book Center in Waterford City, which is a beautiful spot. I've been there before. And it's to tie in with the 12th annual Winterville Festival. And all proceeds are going to Junior for Juniors. But will you tell me first where the idea of Farron came from?
Well, it started when Winterville contacted my family and they asked if I could write a short story for the festival. So I came up with an idea about how an elf could go to Winterville and that there's a problem and they have to fix it with Santa.
So was that was literally your idea and they came to you and you said, no problem, I have loads of ideas.
Yeah, my mum helped me with it.
That's amazing. So can you tell me a little bit about Farron? What is he like? What is he? Is he an elf?
Yeah, he's a Viking elf. And the name Farron actually means adventurous. And he's really kind and thoughtful. And he's a really good friend to Santa and his Viking elf cousin Jinx.
Oh, my God. So how long did it take you to write it?
Well, me and my mum wrote it over St. Patrick's weekend when we didn't have too much stuff on.
What? You wrote it in a couple of days?
Yeah, maybe in a week.
Oh my God. There'll be like published authors out there going, that took me 12 years to come up with my masterpiece. So Farron's Adventure, can you tell us a little bit about what happens in the book? We don't want to fully spoil it because we want people to get it.
So it's where Farron, who's a Viking elf, and Santa, they go on an adventure into Waterford in the Winterville Festival, and he meets his cousin Jinx, and then they go on an adventure. And I won't spoil the rest of it for you, so that's all I'll say.
Okay. And is this true about you, Adam? Are you double digits now? Are you 10?
Yeah, I turned 10 in October.
Oh my God, how does that feel?
It feels good.
Does it feel much different from being 9?
Not really.
Not really. And do you remember, what year were you on the Late Late? Do you remember what year that was?
I was on the Late Late Toy Show in 2020.
Can you believe it's been that long ago?
Yeah, it's been 4 years, I think.
That's insane. That's incredible. So people, you basically, everyone fell in love with you and you came up with the hug from a distance because it was a funny time in the world in 2020 as well. So what was your favorite part, Adam, about writing this book?
Well, I liked just doing it with my mum because it was like really fun. And I liked making all the characters and researching all the places.
So there was a lot of research that went into it then?
Yeah, we had to research what the characters would look like, how they'd act, and we had to research loads of places like the Metal Man and the Viaduct of Ballyvoyle.
No way! So it sounds like it was something really special. It sounded like it's like way better than any homework you could have had.
Yeah.
And tell me this as well. Do you think, like, it's great reaction, people can get it now, thebookcenter.ie, and of course there's proceeds going to a charity, a Junior for Juniors, and they do incredible work, and I can talk about that in a second. But do you think that you have more books, like other things, stories that you want to write?
I might have some maybe in a few years when I'm an adult, but I think for now I might just stick with like the writing that I do in school.
That's okay. You've got a very clear path for yourself. I love that.
I think he sold himself short on the book there as well, by the way. He said they wrote it over a weekend, but you were actually working on it for like months. Like they came up with, like, so for a weekend, on the St. Patrick's weekend, him and his man came up with the concept. And
yes.
As I said at the launch, like there's a big difference between creativity and creating something. And like, I think in that weekend, they had that spark of creativity. They come up with the idea. They got the story together. But the actual creating of it, I mean, the amount of drafts they went through and the feedback that they gave to the illustrator, Dave Duffy, who was amazing to work with, by the way. Absolutely amazing, wasn't he, Adam?
Yeah.
You know, and like the feedback that they gave to Dave and was incredible. But like, I really want to say, like, the bulk of the story, you know, Adam came up with it all by himself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he
that's
did really,
incredible.
Really well.
But that's the thing. Yeah. All those projects do take so long to put together. And yeah, I think, you know, you did, with respect, I think you did sell yourself a bit short there. I could imagine it would take longer than a couple of days. But will you tell us?
You've been working on it for months.
Yeah.
Months, weren't you? It'd be great. You did so well.
And David, will you tell me just how they were approached and how it came about? And about the charity as well.
Yeah, so we've been going to Winterville since it started. It's a wonderful festival. It really is one of the best Christmas festivals in the country, and we've fallen in love with it from the very early days. And we've been big fans of the festival year after year. And this is a really exciting year for Winterville, actually, that they've been named the European City of Christmas, which is an incredible honour. And
Yes.
I suppose to mark that, they wanted to do something nice to represent to all the wonderful people that come to Waterford for the festival, what the city is about and what the spirit of the festival is about. And Adam, as a nearly a lifelong fan for Adam of the festival, they approached him and asked him, would he like to write a story? And yeah, he jumped at the chance. Yeah, it's a really beautiful. I don't want to give away that neither, but it really is a beautiful story. It actually captures the sights and the people of Waterford as well, and the magic that is the festival, and all the little bits that we really love, Adam, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, there's a few little places and people that we'd know, and in the book, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it as well. I think I did an outside broadcast when they were year two, I think, down there, which was insane. And David, finally, tell me about the charity that will be beneficiary of this.
So it's the Juniors for Juniors charity, and Adam was really happy to support that charity, weren't you, Adam?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because they do like the type of stuff they do is they make hospital a happier experience for kids. And do you want, actually, I think you're probably better to speak to that than I am. What do you think, Adam? What would you why were you happy to support to for us to support that charity through the sale of your book?
I was happy to support Juniors for Juniors because I spent some time in hospital and I think it's a really good charity because it helps make hospital more fun and it helps take the treatment or surgery off children's minds when they're in the hospital.
That is key. That is so important. And you put that so well. You guys are my favorites, and it's always a pleasure to have you on Weekend Breakfast. And I want to thank you both for your time this morning. Thank you, guys.
You're our favorite too, Alison.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.